Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avivam, Avimarini Marazi Shiyachyu, Uli Nishmas Maris Esther Vas Rishumas Chanav Sigmar Tzal Chatzor Meir Zev, Azan Zishmar Yosef Reb Shmuel Pinchas Mir Yaakov Tzvi. And we are continuing B'siyata Dishmaya, B'simcha Gedela, our series of Shiurim in the Orot HaKodesh, Zebe Amud Reish Lamed Zayin, Chela Gimel, Makor HaPiska, זה בקובץ זין בשמונה קבצים, בפסקה נון ה', וכאן הרב מדבר על עניין של גלגול נשמות, התיקון הנשמתי. אומר הרב, מצד מצב הגלגול של הנשמות יכולים, קודם כל אנחנו נקרא את הקטע, ואחר כך ננסה להסביר. מצד מצב הגלגול של הנשמות יכולים להיות חסרונות יסודיים בעצם הנפש, חוץ מאותן המגרעות, שהגופניות ומזגי הגורמים. וגם זה אפשר להתרחש כל זמן שכוחות הגבייה הם איתנים, ותאוות הגופניות סוערות והומיות הן, אין ההשפעה הגופנית הגרוע ניכרת, שאינה יכולה להשפיע משלמי אחר של זרם אחר, ההומה וסוען בחיים. אבל אחרי השיקוט של המיית החיים הבשריים, אז מתעוררים החסרונות הנשמתיים מתכונה הקודמת, ואז מגיע התור לעצם התיקון הנשמתי. מה שכל ההקדמות של ההדרכה המוסרית המכוונת נגד הכוחות הגופניים היו רק פרוצדור לעבודה יסודית זו. אמנם מהלך תיקון זה יכול להיות אצילי ביותר, אף על פי שיפגע לפעמים במעברים הנראים כעיכובים חומריים, שורש התוכן איננו כמעט אצילי וציורי, והניצחון המוחלט מוכן הוא לפי התגברות האצילית הנשמתית, שמתקנים על ידה את מערכת מערכות החיים, גם אותם שכבר קדמו דור לדור, ישבח מעשיך וחסידיך יברכוך. אומר הרב, הנושא הפסקה, the topic of this passage, as we mentioned, is Gilgul Neshamis. The Ikar Avoid of a person is to be metaken his midas that were engendered and generated by himself in his previous Gilgul, in his previous life form. Omer Rav, mitzad matzav ha-gilgul shel ha-neshamot, from the situation of the gilgul of the souls, the transmigration of the souls, reincarnation. So as far as that is concerned, there could be chesronot yisodiim, fundamental lackings, problems, inadequacies, faults, flaws in the etzem hanefesh, in the very soul. In this passage, the Rav explains the soul fixing, the tikkun nishmati, that a man has to fix in himself, obviously woman as well, man in the generic sense. There are fundamental, essential chesroinus, failings, flaws, that a person is required to fix. Those chesroinus were created when he was born. A person was already born with these chesroinus that he has to fix. And the Rav explains that the special chesaron that man has to fix was what he had in his previous Gilgal. We have in the Arizal, we know that in the Gemara, we don't have any explicit mention of Gilgal Neshamis, and we know it's a machlokas ben Chachmei Israel, but it's accepted in the world of Kabbalah that we are Gilgulim. We also know, besides the Gilgulim, the Rambam didn't necessarily believe in Gilgulim, but the Rambam does write in the Shmona Prakim, in the 8th Perek, that everybody is created with a Chisaron. Lo yitachin she'adam b'teva mitchil esbriyaso ba'al ma'ilav lo ba'al Chisaron. Kamo she'lo yitachin she'adam b'teva ba'al malachim en ha'malachas ha'ma'asiyos. Avo yitachin she'adam b'teva mu'chan el ma'lo ha'prisus בשהיו פעולות פעולות זו קלוס עלו מפעולות זו לעשה. משהו זה שידם שמזגוי נויטי על היובש, ויעצם מויכוי זך, מעט הלכיוס, הנה זה יקלו עליו הזכירה ועוונס העניין עם יויסי, מאשר איש בעלי חד לבונה. So basically what the Rambam is saying is that people have different natures, and that's what we're born with. What the Arizal says in Shaar Gulgulim and Hakdamah is that sometimes one soul goes into a person, sometimes two souls, sometimes a person is a Gilgul of two neshamas. So we have to fix our Gilgulim, and according to the Rambam, we also have our inherent nature. So a person isn't born being a car mechanic, but it could be that he has the inclination to be a good car mechanic. So we're born with various inclinations. Chutz mi'otan ha'migrot she'agofaniyot ha'mizagei gormim. So first of all, we have the chesronot nishmatim. We have the problems with our soul, the inadequacies, the flaws in our soul. And then we also have the migraot, the inadequacies that are caused by our body. They don't come from the soul, they come from the body. So basically we have to deal with two types of chesronos in our life that we have to fix. The first one is a chisaron in our body, and the second a chisaron in our soul, or and I'm selling in that order. The Rav writes in the Kovetz Dalet in Piskal Lamed Hey, Zerem gadol shel hofa'at shel hofa'ot mitparetz al tocheinu me'olam ha'chitzonim b'sviva shelanu ve'en yotzrot banu tziorim dugmat karinim ba'im mibachutz nekletim b'sadeh ha'matzmichim ve'zerem od yoter gadol הולך ופורץ תמיד מבפנים ממעיין נשמתנו, יצר יצירות, מצייר ציורים בוני עלמות, אל הזרמים תמיד נפגשים עם זה בזה, משתתפים מהם בחוקיהם ומתנגדים מהם בתכונותיהם. There's a big flow of revelations, of appearances in ourselves from the external world, from our surroundings, and they create within us illustrations, perspectives, like these plants that these seeds that you plant in a field, and they're matzmiach, and what goes on the outside impacts us, and then there's an even stronger power that comes from inside, from our soul. So we have the body, we have the soul, and we have external influences. וגם זה אפשר להתרחש כל זמן שכוחות הגבייה הם איתנים, ותאוות וגווניות סוערות והומיות הם. The makor of the time when the physical chesronos are expressed is when the body is stormy. And then we're focused on the physical issues, and we have to fix those chesronos. Ein hashpa nafshit hagrua nikeret, so the negative impact of the soul is not recognizable. שאינו יכול להשפיע משלם מאחר שזרם אחר. Since there's another flow, המבה סוין בחיים, that is very active, it's very stormy in life. אברי השיקות שמיית החיים הבשריים, after there is a calm of the physical part of the person, then מתוארים אחר חסונות אנשים מתכונה הקודמת. Then you come to the chesronos in your soul from your previous life. In other words, as long as a person is involved in bodily things, so then he's not going to notice the chesronot nishmatim. He has to fix his bodily issues. The more physical part, the more external part of man, comes from the outside. Comes from the society, from the culture. And also, meaning what comes from the body and what comes from the outside of the body. And then when that's calmed down, then we have to fix the chesronot of our neshama that came from a previous life. ואז מגיע התור לעצן התיקון השתי. Then comes the time for fixing the soul. משקול ההקדמות של הדרכה המוסרית המכוונת נגד הכוחות הגופניים היו רק פרוצדור לעבודה יסודית זו. So in other words, first you have the avoda of fixing your body. תיקון המידס and טייבס נושם, טייבס אוכל, טייבס שינה, טייבס ממן. all these different things people walk around with yom and v'layla. So after you're busy, if you get finished with those, then you get busy with your tikkun nishmati. So this is just a prosdor. This is just a waiting room. The fixing the body is a waiting room for fixing the soul. The Ramchal writes in the Derech Hashem in the second chelik, we have Perek Gimel Ot Shorash Achir, Nimtza Lahanaga Binyanei Olam Hazeh Vuhu, שהחוכמה ראינה סדרה להרבות עוד ההצלה כמו שזכנו שלשמה אחת תבוא לעולם פעמים שונות בגופים שונים ועל ידי זה הנה תוכל לתקן בפעם אחת. היא תשאיר כלכלה בפעם אחרת או להשלים מה שלא השלים. So God made this great invention, that creation, that we can fix. Our body keeps coming back numerous times to this world and we can fix what we didn't fix the previous times. אמנם מהלך תיקון זה יוכל להיות אצילי ביותר אף הפי שיפגע לפעמים במעברים הנראים כעיכובים מעברים הנראים כעיכובים חומריים, שורש התוכן איננו כמעט צילי וציורי. So we understand now that the goal, the מטרה, is to fix the soul. So now the Rav explains that this avoda is אצילית ביותר. It's very noble, it's very high. It relates to the olam האצילוס. Again, all of the Rav is Kabbalah, and we're just putting it into words of Nigla with only partially understanding. Rav writes in Kovetz Vav, Piska Kuf Ayin Vav, it's also brought in the Yisrael V'Tchiyaso in Piska Chaf Gimel. לפי מרגיש האדם איזה חלק מהתורה והחוכמה נדרש לו לפי תכונתו ותיקון נשמתו וכל מהותו, כשהוא נותן ממקצוע לדרך אחר, מרגיש שהוא עיצבון ושברון פנימי בקרבו. Sometimes a person feels that a certain חלק in Torah and Chachma is needed to fix his soul, and when he goes to something else, he feels this broken spirit. So what you have to do is you have to find the avoda that's going to fix your soul, that applies to you in learning and in all your avoda. You have to do what's matim for you, what fits to your soul. For example, when you choose the right profession, some people, they know they're in the right profession. This is me. So that you have to do also in your avodas Hashem. You have to fix, you have to invest in the avodas Hashem. Focus on those areas that are most fitting for yourself, for your Gilgal. בניצחון המוחלט מוכנו לפי התגברות האצילית, לפי התגבורת האצילית הנשמתית, שמתקנים על ידת מערכות החיים, גם אותם שכבר קדמו לדור לדור ישבח מעשר חסידך יברכוך. The Rav concludes with an optimistic note. And in the end, you're going to be menatzeach. The absolute victory is prepared according to the tigboret ha'atzilit ha'nishmatit. When your noble soul is mizgaber, is empowered, and with this you fix all your systems of life, even the ones that preceded. In other words, Be'ezus Hashem, in the end you can be victorious. You can fix all those previous lives. That's why we came back. And he finds a remez in Tehillim. Dor ledor yishabach ma'asecha gvorosecha yagidu. That in every generation, they will praise your deeds and speak about your power. That's one pasuk. The Rav quotes the beginning of that pasuk. Dor ledor yishabach ma'asecha. In other words, in every generation, they'll praise your deeds. Meaning, because we go from generation to generation, and our Gilgal, we come back as a Gilgal, so that's a praise of Hashem's deeds, because he allows us to make that tikkun. And then he quotes, that's Kuf Mem Hei Dalet and Kuf Mem Hei Yud. We all know this from Ashrei. Yoducha Hashem kol ma'asecha chasidach yivrochuchem, will praise you for that. The chasidim will praise you for allowing these tikkunim. So Sof Dover, what this Pisgah is telling us, is that Man has the capacity to fix his previous gilgulim, and it comes after fixing the inyanei basar, matters of the flesh. He can get to the matters of the soul. And sometimes we have ikuvim chomrim. We have these physical obstacles that get in our way. We have to know that we can overcome them. And b'pnim yusen yanim, the shoresh of these ikuvim are more spiritual. And that's going to ultimately bring to the tikkun of our soul. But again, we have to do the avoda that fits our soul. And everybody's different avoda. So don't look around. Don't look at, oh, what's this guy doing? What's this guy doing? It's important. You can learn from people. But everybody has their own unique tikkun to make in this world. So the person you're married to is your tikkun. Children you have is your tikkun. The tchunos you have are to be used as part of your tikkun. And to know that life is much bigger than we see. And we have a lot going on that we're not aware of. And all we have to know is that we're here to make a tikkun. And that we have the capacity to make the tikkun, that it's up to us, b'siyata d'shmaya, to make the tikkun. Okay, Be'ezur Hashem Yisbarach, we will continue next time. Thank you so much for listening.